Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The suspect wanted for the weekend shooting in Times Square that left a little girl wounded found himself face to face with U.S. Marshals in Florida this morning.
From his Times Square apartment to a Walmart in North Carolina to a McDonald's in Florida, NYPD Chief of Detectives James Essig says they were able to track the suspect in Saturday's shooting.
Members of the United States Marshals Office apprehended Farrakhan Muhammad in a McDonald's parking lot just outside of Jacksonville.
The 31-year-old arrested with his girlfriend and without incident, allowing Commissioner Shea to fulfill a promise that he'd made to the father of the 4-year-old shooting victim.
And we would do everything within our power to get justice for his little girl.
Now, police believe the shooting stemmed from a turf battle between two vendors selling CDs in Times Square. Al Jones, 1010 Winds News.